This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It has occurred to me just now, as I was just saying that, after all of these times, after I think this is going to be like episode 112 that I have done of this show, that some of you may not be listening in the morning. So, I apologize if I got the wrong salutation down for you. Hello. I see something inherently wrong with having an agency like the ATF. There was a time when possibly the ATF might have had, maybe possibly, say, during Prohibition. Because, you know, it's alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Which these were all the things that were prevalent during Prohibition. But like all alphabet agencies in the federal government, and I don't care who's in charge at any one given time, none of them ever go away. None of them have ever been done away with, as far as I know. Maybe possible. There's so many of them that could just go away tomorrow, we wouldn't even know it. Now, recently, I'm a big proponent of saying to, and if anybody wants to ask me, I've said this before many times. Let me pull up my sleeves here as I talk a little bit about this. If you're going to have one gun, if you're going to have one gun that is going to be your self-defense go-to, oh my gosh, it's civil unrest time gun, at the outset, it should be, to me, the best gun for anybody that is, especially a novice, is going to be an AR-15 in a pistol configuration. It's smaller, it's shorter, it shoots, you know, it shoots very easily. You can shoot it, your wife can shoot it, your daughter could shoot it, son definitely could shoot it. But one of the things about the arm brace, is, or the shoulder brace, or the brace, or whatever you want to call it, the SB tactical brace, is that the ATF can't make up their mind about what goes on with them. And this is where the problem comes. They recently sent a cease and desist to a company called QLLC, which makes a weapon called the Honey Badger, which is an AR-15 pistol. And they looked at it, and all of a sudden, it was a short-barreled rifle. And everybody that owned one was a potential. They have to give you a little bit of time to respond to this. But everybody that owned one had to... You know, now they were looking at things like, oh my gosh, I'm a felon. So now there's a 60-day hold on that until after the election. This was all a political thing. And this is the thing about the ATF. Because like all things in the deep state, the ATF is in the deep state. Now, they are the final arbiter on what is and isn't allowed when it comes to guns. Even though the FBI actually does the background check that tells you that you can have a gun in this world we live in. And that's why the state of California is suing the agency in an effort to put an end to so-called ghost guns. This is why bump stocks were perfectly cool to own one day, and then suddenly they were classified as machine guns the next. And there was a grace period for turning them in or destroying them, but the point stands. And that's still winding its way through the courts. That's not even done yet. But we're back to the controversy of the arm brace now with the AR-15 pistol, something similar to weapons offered by a wide variety of other manufacturers. And this, for some reason, all of a sudden stirred the ire of the bureaucrats charged with overseeing firearms in this country. And bear with me on this because some of these things are sort of... I get a little upset when people don't actually know or say the actual truth about certain things. Firearms Policy Coalition has issued the following statement regarding ATF's action against Q, LLC's Honey Badger pistol and its status as a purported short barrel rifle. And they wrote, ATF has once again lawfully, unlawfully, and unconstitutionally exceeded its authority and changed the law by issuing a new determination that is devoid of logic and reason, contains no explanation as to the manner in which it arrived at its conclusion, conflicts with its prior determinations, and embodies the very essence of arbitrary and capricious. So, what happened was after they examined a sample Q Honey Badger pistol, the ATF Firearms and Ammunition Technology Division concluded that the objective features of the Honey Badger firearm configured with the subject stabilizing brace indicate the firearm is designed and intended to be fired from the shoulder. They further concluded that it is an SBR as defined by the National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act, yet the ATF does not explain how it arrived at this conclusion, other than vague generalizations that the firearm was designed to be fired from the shoulder and by virtue of its barrel length meeting the definition of an SBR. Or as they say, as they told Alex Bosco of SB Tactical, we'll know it when we see it. Earlier this summer, regarding the possible action regarding pistol braces, we said that our Constitution requires an accountable legislature to enact just laws within specific, limited, and enumerated powers, not decreed by nameless bureaucrats with a political agenda or even a president. And when the ATF previously reversed its long-standing and well-understood position that bump stock devices were not machine guns, FPC and Firearms Policy Foundation led the charge with the first lawsuit in the nation against ATF's unlawful and unconstitutional act. Don't get me wrong, Firearms Policy Coalition, they do some very good stuff. They are a new organization, relatively, and they're getting out there and trying to shake things up. This is the problem. They're characterizing what the ATF does as a law. And it is not a law. It is a regulation. Those are two very separate, distinct things. And getting out there and throwing out that kind of information in that manner does not further our cause. That's all I'll say about that. But the big chunk of the problem here is that the ATF can decide arbitrarily whether something is allowed or disallowed to such a degree that it becomes impossible for me or you, as law-abiding citizens, to remain up to date as to what is and isn't forbidden. And the arm braces, I mean, this has been a lot of back and forth. First, you could have them, and you could shoulder them. Then you couldn't. Then you could. I'm not really even sure right now. So the problem is that when bureaucrats can't arbitrarily step in and declare something illegal, either by regulation or rule, they can't make law, we have a problem. This is primarily because it has never been legislated. When they banned the bump stock, right? When they banned the bump stock, at the time, and it was actually quite a masterful thing the way it was put together, because the bump stock was put in place by the Obama administration. It was allowed under that watch, right? And there are a lot of people that think that this was to, you know, after Mandalay Bay, I sort of expected to see a bunch of calls for banning AR-15s, and there were so many people killed at Mandalay Bay that I was a little concerned about that. And then overnight it just went. And there's still a big hole in the information we know about Mandalay Bay today, but what came out of Mandalay Bay was they banned the bump stock, and they decided to relabel it as a machine gun, which is, a bump stock is nothing more than an enhanced semi-automatic accessory. It does not fire at a fully automatic rate. It fires at about half the fully automatic rate, which is not fully automatic. With a weapon that can go fully automatic, it's firing as fast as it mechanically can. A lot of it's based upon the length of the cartridge, the way the bolt's designed, the recoil springs, all these other things. But it doesn't have that kind of limitation where it's cut in half. Bump stocks are all based on how well you run the bump stock. And it's not that easy a thing to make it work, but anyway. As I live and breathe, it just blows my mind. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk a little bit about what we have become, and it's embodied in one person. It's embodied in one person. Recently, when I was a kid, I watched Gale Sayers play football. He was the first football player that ever caught my imagination. And he passed away recently. And he had a very short career. He got hurt. And they didn't have the kind of, what ended his career, if he were running around today, if he were the young man he was back in the 60s today, they would have fixed him. He would have been back up and playing. But that was a very unassuming guy. He scored 6 touchdowns in 1 game, and he never was spiking. He just always just tossed the ball to the, you know, very humble player. And now today, we have a different sort of dynamic going on. We have in the person of Colin Kaepernick. Now, his NFL career was a little bit different. He had a very bright run in the NFL for about 15 minutes. Then the other teams figured him out, and his stats dropped. They weren't awful, but his team wasn't winning, so he got benched. Then he started showing, you know, his rear end, and it became a huge distraction, and no team in the league actually wanted him. He had one chance to try to get back into the league, or so, you know. And then he changed the venue in it because he wanted to be in control of it. And then, you know, at the end of it, I don't understand some people. They really just go get beyond me. His actions since then indicate that he figures he benefits more from being out of the league than actually playing football. But now Colin Kaepernick has got a new goal, a new vision. He has launched a new project aimed at building a utopian, police-less and prison-less future. The project is called Abolition for the People, and he's teamed up with Medium Publication Level to publish 30 stories from organizers, political prisoners, scholars, and advocates over the next month with the goal of furthering the pursuit of abolition for minority individuals. Reforms, such as use of force policies, body cameras, more training, and police accountability, simply won't cut it, according to Colin. And he wrote an essay introducing the project. In fact, he says reforming the white supremacist institutions of police and prisons ultimately only serves to commend them. Instead, project creators say the only answer is abolition, a full dismantling of the carceral state and the institutions that support it. He writes, the central intent of policing is to surveil, terrorize, capture, and kill marginalized populations, specifically black folks. As for prisons, they only exist to isolate, regulate, and surveil black and brown people. Let me say this. That last bit is racist. It's racist. I'll grant that black America is disproportionately represented in prisons in comparison to the representation in the general population of the country. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Primarily, the fact that in the inner cities where Democrats run it all, right? City council, county council, mayors, they've destroyed the family. They've destroyed economic opportunity. They have destroyed educational opportunity. So you have a bunch of young people, young black men coming up. There's nothing special about them being black. So, you know, as they're growing up, they want the love of two parents. One parent. And some of them get none of that because their parents are incarcerated, because they're in jail, because they're dead. So they go looking for acceptance somewhere, and they find it in a gang. And then they are consigned to either dying or going to jail. And the way things work in some of these cities, they get arrested, and then they get put back out on the street. You very rarely see a 40-year-old gangbanger getting shot in a drive-by. Because most people that live to that age get out of it because they're like, what am I doing? Now, to say that prisons are policing, or prisons and policing, exists solely to hurt black and brown people makes no sense in light of the fact that around 30% of the prison population is white. Ben Shapiro made a very good observation that young black men are not walking by a prison and being pulled into the prison against their will for doing nothing. But then we come to the other part. I don't think Kaepernick really wants what he says he wants. And this is very cynical of me to think this. A world without police would be a world where the people Kaepernick says have issued him death threats would be free to act without fear of punishment. I've had a couple of those. And whenever that happens, I call the cops and I let them know what's going on. I have caught people outside of the house surveilling the house. I call the cops. I let them know what's going on. So when you really have that kind of thing going on, sometimes there's a little bit of a record, a little bit of a betrayal. But there would be no law enforcement available in his world to help protect him from those who supposedly want to hurt him or make him dead. I don't think he's done the math on this one. And I'm quite sure that he figures he's immune to all of that. After all, he's got the money to hire private security. But what about the rest of the black community? Because if the nation is so populated with racists, who's going to protect the average black man or woman from these white nationalists that pop up everywhere, right? Most folks of any ethnicity can't afford private security, and many in the black community can't even afford a handgun. What about them? Who's going to protect them? I know that Kaepernick thinks they have more to fear from the police than anybody else, but if that were true, why are there any of them left alive more than a century and a half after emancipation? It's a very simple answer. That's because it's not true. And with Kaepernick's project, if successful, that would actually bring about its dystopian nightmare where it would really become kill or be killed just to potentially make a grocery run. And I hate to break it to him, but if he thinks that world would be work out better for black Americans, he's very wrong. That world wouldn't be good for anybody. I'd make some other cracks about has-been quarterbacks, but there are too many I actually like that fall into that category, so I won't taint them with association of Mr. Kaepernick. But I will say this. America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Sometimes people see, if there was a solution for him to find, he wouldn't accept it because there's always, he's got to be a victim. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal ICE agents have started cracking down on sanctuary cities.
The results of a new immigration and customs enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 100 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Got my mind on my money and money on my mind. As millions of unemployed Americans are waiting for Washington to get the stimulus package done. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speak daily. At the same time, Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on a new standalone bill to refund the Paycheck Protection Program on Monday. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back. Wow, where did that come from? This is Gun Owners News Hour. It sounded like a whole different person, didn't it? Excuse me. Have you noticed it's not really that new of a trend, but now the fact checkers are becoming nearly as imaginative as the pollsters. There's a bunch of fact checkers right now, and it's becoming quite an interesting time. We exist in a really interesting time right now, simply because now big social media, big tech, they have been caught censoring and suppressing, and now they have literally jumped out of the frying pan and into the incinerator on that one. They're done. When Trump gets reelected, they are smoked salmon. I've noticed a trend among these so-called fact checkers because they're being deployed, so they say, to combat misinformation regarding the Biden-Harris campaign, particularly when it comes to the Second Amendment. And they leave out a few salient facts that are really salient. And they're basing their fact check on a dubious premise to begin with. And the best example I can show you or tell you about comes from Snopes, which actually is trying, they put out a question that nobody's asked. Does Biden want to abolish the Second Amendment? Biden, if he remembers anything about the 47 years he's been in government, Biden knows that as president, he cannot abolish anything. Presidents just don't have that kind of power. This would take a constitutional convention. You'd have to have big majorities in the Senate. You'd have to have big majorities in the states. I think, 36, 38 states would have to say yes. So he knows that he can't abolish it. Snopes know that he can't abolish it, but they've decided to ask the question because the other things about Biden's gun control proposals that are part of his program would gut the Second Amendment. They don't want to get rid of the Second Amendment. They just want to get rid of most of what's inside of it. The shell remains. So they did this in order for them to be able to say that the Democratic candidate just wants to pass a few gun safety measures which still respect the Second Amendment, which is limited. I know some of you were and may still hold Antonin Scalia in very high regard. I do too. But when he wrote his majority opinion on Heller, when he got out there and said it is not unlimited, he should have specified what that means instead of just throwing that out there. Because now, every time one of these things happens, they do have, while the fact checkers are sort of dubious, at the same time, you've got a bunch of people that will comb through this stuff and say, look at this language, we can use this against them. Now, Snopes said regarding Biden that they did not find a specific point in time when he said he wanted to abolish the Second Amendment. In fact, they found several incidents where he denied wanting to abolish the amendment in its entirety. As part of his 2020 campaign, he did outline a plan to end the gun violence epidemic. I'll bet you didn't even know there was a gun violence epidemic going on. When you think about that, too, as far as their choice of words, which, you know, the vernacular used by the gun grabbers is always stolen. So gun violence epidemic makes it sound like it's happening everywhere. It's not happening everywhere. There's some, half of the counties in the United States don't record a single homicide. Of the counties in the United States record 54% of all homicides. So there is no gun violence epidemic. It's all local. It's all localized. If you look where there's Antifa violence going on, if you look in locales like that, if you look at them deep enough, you'll also find out there's a lot of gang activity there. Maybe not so much in Seattle and Portland, but, you know, when they try to export it down into Los Angeles... Well, then they got problems. He wants to go after, the accessibility of firearms by implementing universal background checks on those who intend to purchase a gun, which a universal background check means gun registry and end of Fourth Amendment. He wants to institute buyback programs for assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, while at the same time putting them within the purview of the NFA. I don't know how that works. And, the plan says it's within our grasp to end our gun violence epidemic and respect the Second Amendment, which is limited. As president, Biden will pursue constitutional common sense gun safety policies. But once again, I don't remember anybody saying that he wanted to abolish the Second Amendment. I've never said he wanted to. I've said he wants to gut it. And by them getting out there and saying that this is limited, which is their interpretation of it. They say it's limited. It's perfectly okay, then, to destroy the individual protections offered by the Second Amendment because it is limited. See what I'm saying? And they ignore the fact that Joe Biden himself said during a 2019 televised town hall in New Hampshire, he believes the Supreme Court wrongly decided the Heller case, and that if he were on the bench, he would have ruled differently. If Biden believes that they erred in their opinion, it's fair to assume he doesn't believe the Second Amendment protects an individual right, because that was the crux of what they found in the, there's other things that they completely ignore about that. They come in, they roll in hard on the whole, it's not unlimited thing. But like banning guns that are in common use, which Scalia said you couldn't do. That was his opinion. They glossed clean over that. Biden said the Second Amendment is one of 10 within the U.S. Constitution that comprises the Bill of Rights. Wait, no, this is Snopes saying that. It reads that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Interpretation of its scope has come under fire in the last century, with gun advocates arguing for what is known as the individual right theory. I'll tell you why that's funny in just a second. Which means the language in the Second Amendment restricts legislative bodies from prohibiting firearm possession and renders any regulation or prohibition unconstitutional. Then those in favor, on the other hand, abide only by the collective rights theory, which argues that the Second Amendment does not grant an individual the right to possess guns and the legislative bodies have the authority to regulate firearms without infringing on a constitutional right. Now, see, this whole thing reeks of hypocrisy, and let me explain why. Roe versus Wade is not considered, you know, women's reproductive rights is not considered a theory now, currently. This is the whole thing against Amy Coney Barrett. They're afraid she's going to come in there and she's just going to look over the things and say, I don't like this, I don't like that, don't like this. What about you, Kavanaugh? What about you, Gorsuch? Who's with me? And she's going to reverse Roe versus Wade. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says you can do abortion. So they made it. They made it happen with Roe versus Wade. And Heller, if we're going to put so much weight behind a Supreme Court decision, Heller is in that same category. It's not a theory. The Supreme Court of the United States has found that the Second Amendment is an individual right. It's not a theory. So the fact checkers, you know, they've become completely. Completely politicized and right up on all kinds of carrying the water for the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One more time, huh? Before we go out into the world and wear our masks like good lemmings. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A couple of weeks ago, a lot of folks were channeling the 1929 stockbrokers and crowding the ledges. They were going to leap off into the void because the vibe was definitely that Donald Trump was finished. But you can't take out the Jason Voorhees, and I mean that in the best possible way of American politics. He keeps coming back to wreak his unholy vengeance, not upon sex-crazed teens, but upon the garbage establishment. Because Trump is back. And it's a real race. And we're going to win it. But remember this, there is no national lead in the presidential election. It's not really a national election. It's a series of states that have electoral votes, and you win those states or lose those states. And when you win those states, you get the electoral votes, and sometimes you don't. They keep trying to do it where the electors can vote for whoever they want to, no matter who wins, because they want it to come out to a certain thing. But there is no national lead, because right now all of the polls are telling us that Grandpa Badfinger's up plus 37 points or something, right? And, you know, me, myself, and I find it weird how 4 years ago, right now, we were hearing the exact same thing. The same spinners were spinning. And yet people I know who were completely shocked when Trump won, they forgot the part where what they thought turned out not to be true, and they're seeing the same thing. They're like, oh my God, and they're wringing their hands and all this other stuff. You should ignore the spinners who are solemnly informing you that your lying eyes are lying again, and that the 2016 polls were actually very accurate. Because that's a bunch of baloney. A key component of effective gaslighting is plausibility. And I was there. You were there. All we heard in 2016 was how Trump was going to go down to a landslide defeat. Except I started doing something, and I don't know why I did it. I just started doing it. I just started looking at what was going on in the margins. I looked beyond media and everything else, and I just actually looked at where it was happening, what was going on. And the smart set got blindsided by the Trump train because they didn't have that capacity to critically think. And it could happen again. Now, it doesn't have to happen again. Nothing is written, and we have to fight for our victory. It's not a, it's just not a given thing. This is a fight. But there are a lot of stupid people around. Think about the district that keeps reelecting Maxine Waters, for example. And Oldfinger could build a coalition of the drooling to put him in the White House. But I think the Trump lightning is going to strike again. Because the polls are the only data point in Biden's favor. The only one. And as we've seen, they screwed up last time and their proponents have an interest in them being bad for Trump. Now, some of you are saying, you must hate science, Bill. Because the science of polling cannot be wrong. It's science. But so is phrenology. And the fact that is not that not only do the polls have a track record of failure with regard to populists like Trump, they also missed the number of Senate seats that were supposed to spend down the drain with the dollar. But many of the pollsters are retained by media outlets, which have an anti-Trump agenda. And if these very fine people in the media lie about everything, like the very fine people quote, why would they buy the notion that there's some line they won't cross when it comes to faking polls? So am I telling you that they'll push a bunch of junk your way in poll results to try to demoralize you? Yes. You don't just have to just make up numbers, though I would not put it past them. You just tweak the turnout model and fiddle with the cross tabs, and Viola, CNN has a narrative. After all, it's not like in the editorial offices they're saying, sure, we'll lie about Trump/Russia, Trump/COVID, and Trump/Nickelback, and hey, there's no way we'll fake a poll. We have scruples. The truth is, they would sacrifice their babies to ball if A, they hadn't hit Planned Parenthood, and B, they thought it would ensure Trump loses. And there's more problems with the polls. First, they aren't all awful for Trump. Some are showing Trump closer than the du jour double-digit numbers of the network pollsters, and the findings don't make sense. You have tighter races in battleground states, but if Trump was behind Gropey Joe minus 12, you'd see Biden taking Texas and Georgia and being carved into Mount Rushmore in the space where Trump will eventually be chiseled. But that's not happening. And if Trump is back that far, that means he lost a minimum of 6 to 7 points to Biden from where he was against pantsuit. So let's call that 15% of the contingent that voted for him last time, about 1 in 6 of us saying, well, I voted for Trump in 2016 to stick it to the establishment, and after 4 years of him keeping his promise to stick it to the establishment, I'm so angry with him for keeping his word to stick it to the establishment that I will vote for the mascot of Team Establishment. Do you know anybody that went for Trump in 2016 but is now going to go for Biden? I know a lot of people that are going the other way, from not voting to voting for McMuffin, or to even voting for the wicked Harridan who are voting for Trump in 2020. And I've been looking for other people to go the other way, for somebody to go the other way. See, that's the thing about the military background. You always want what's the truth on the ground. And there isn't anybody out there that I have found yet that said, well, yeah, I was for Trump and now I'm for Biden. I can't stand him. Somebody occasionally will tell me about his Uncle Bob, who was mad because Trump tweets mean stuff, or someone's boss who is a Jeb exclamation point rhino sissy and would not accept a packed Supreme Court if it meant that the bad orange man would stop making urban cocktail parties uncomfortable. But that's about it. I know somebody that way, a friend of a friend. So if there was a 15% shift, some of us would know to this, and you would too. So there's not a 15% shift. If anything, the shift is in the other direction. Trump's supporters are fanatically dedicated, eager to low crawl over a half mile of shattered Coors bottles if that's what it takes to cast their vote for the president. In contrast, Biden rallies look like the shopping mall in Dawn of the Dead, which is apt since the guy handling his media events is apparently George Romero. Only the flesh-eating zombies actually have more pep than the Delaware Demotites fans. And then when you contrast that with the Trump fans, many of them are out and proud, friends of Donald, who are no longer on the down low. Trump signs cover the rural regions. His big rallies rock. Supporters spontaneously organize car rallies, boat rallies, and the Amish are even doing buggy rallies. To rouse Biden's bunch, you need a defibrillator. And there's also some shy Trump voters, many of them in the blue suburbs where a Trump sign gets some screeching harpy in your front yard, wailing at you about your privilege. It can get you fired. And their support is hidden. And, you know, maybe there's a secret handshake that indicates their position. I sort of get that. These are the shy Trump voters who, once inside the voting booth, are free to vote kiss my Schumer to the fascist leftist with a vote for President Trump. Remember 2016, Brexit, the surprise Australian and UK elections? Shy conservative voters are very much a thing. The COVID hospitalization coverage hurt Trump, and that was the low point. The low point in 2016 came at about the same time. Access Hollywood, remember that? But Trump roared back then, and he's roaring back now. There's a few Eeyores among the conservatives who will tell you that Trump is doomed, but most of the people in the business don't buy that. They know that the basics are all in his favor. Incumbents tend to win. The economy is improving. We're not in any stupid new wars. We are confirming Amy Coney Barrett. And that desiccated old pervert with his handlers aren't calling. When they're not knocking off work at 7 a.m., they're busy talking about how he's running for Senate, claiming he attended a black church that has no clue who he is, and forgetting Mitt Romney's name. Although I do sort of get that last one. It's going to be tough. They're using everything they got. All we have to do is do the same thing. And we win. And they cry. How delicious. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. Eyes open. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.